KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House passing a budget blueprint, the first step toward a so-called big, beautiful bill that President Trump wants. It includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks. The U.S. and Ukraine have reached an agreement on a framework for a deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Close call at Chicago's Midway Airport. A Southwest Airlines jet had to abort a landing moments from touching down when a private jet taxied in front of it. The FAA and NTSB are investigating, but says ABC News contributor and former Marine pilot Steve Ganyard.
Once again, we see that human error may have played a role, whether it was in the cockpit or in the control tower, but it's becoming the most dangerous place for aviation, and that is on the ground.
ABC station WLS says a pilot of the private jet was told to hold short of the runway 9 times. Hamas set to turn over the bodies of 4 dead Israeli hostages today in exchange for Israel's release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. This is ABC News. A 21-year-old from Texas in custody accused of plotting to kill police officers in the Dallas area. He was arrested with a fully loaded assault-style weapon. Bird flu continues wreaking havoc on egg lovers and bakers nationwide. ABC's Ariel Reshev has more on how it's affecting just one business in Manhattan.
The beloved Hungarian pastry shop in New York City goes through 30 dozen eggs every day.
Those cases have all doubled in price in the last month. Easy. Some of them more.
So. And you're eating that cost right now?
Entirely.
Owner Philip Benyoris says it's only a matter of time before he's forced to hike prices.
We're getting pinched, and I don't know where it's going to stop, and that's the problem.
With Easter just around the corner, driving demand for eggs even higher, some business owners tell us they are worried this could get even worse.
New estimates say egg prices could jump 41% more this year alone. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothée Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south becoming north by midday, 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, a little breezy. Clouds in the morning, some sun in the afternoon, 42 the high. Then on Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the new season of 1923. And Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas joins with Oscar predictions. The night is basically already lit.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Got it?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Okay.
We're good
Hold
to go.
On. Let me just get this, the last sentence down here. All right, we're good.
Okay.
It was updated, wasn't it?
There.
There you go.
You got it.
Thank you. This is John and Gordy in the morning. A light drizzle outside this morning.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure. Is it going to get worse than this? Are we going to actually have downpours of rain?
It's actually coming down pretty good right now on State Street. I mean, look at it.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
We can see it right from our studios
it's
here.
It's like a river out there, isn't it?
Could be flooding. I don't know. It looks like all the snow is pretty much, I mean, you know, there might be a couple of chunks here and there, but the snow is gone. Our WMDX weather forecast from our studio thermometer right now is saying 39 degrees.
John and Gordy thermometers that we're we're manufacturing currently in China.
That's right. We're going to get those as a handout for some of the events coming up.
We're still using mercury, in a way.
there was a sale on it. And we jumped on it away.
There's just not enough mercury out there now. And it's kind of a retro thing, really.
Yeah, we have an inside source.
Yeah.
It's Russian and importing it illegally. But
it's nice of them to do that.
Yeah. It's 39 degrees already. And what do you expect the afternoon high may be? What do you think we should use today to find out?
Well, I think we should probably use the weather roulette wheel. We have specially designed the damn thing to come up with the exact weather prediction. So let's check it out. Oh, there it is.
Roll the wheel, and here goes the ball.
It's amazing.
Today will be 45.
Yes.
Black 45.
All right.
Okay. Good. That's the number. So... Yeah, nice and mild, but...
we got runners out there.
Oh, they're running in
the
rain.
What the hell? In the rain.
Yeah.
Come on.
They're running very carefully. They're very gingerly splashing through the puddles. Yeah, it's really...
Not one of those people had a rain jacket on. No. None of them.
Did they not watch the early morning TV shows for their forecast, the Charlie Shortinos?
It's almost like people have forgotten about raincoats.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost impossible to find a raincoat someplace at a store. It really is. You can't find them.
You know, you never see those yellow raincoats that kids used to wear. Everybody had a yellow raincoat.
Yes.
Back in our day, anyway.
Yeah, just like the Morton salt box.
That's right, yeah.
Now, here's the thing with that. Mm-hmm. This is crazy, but my wife ordered a yellow long raincoat, like a long rider raincoat.
Really?
For Brett. So Brett has one now.
Yeah?
He doesn't you really get the significance of it. And he hasn't worn it yet. And I don't think he's ever going to wear it. But it is really cool, really retro.
Does it have the hood and everything?
It does. Yeah. It has everything. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like in the old days.
I don't know why they were all... I suppose it was for safety's sake that they were yellow.
Yeah, I think so.
Kids could be seen, you know, walking to the bus stop or walking to school.
That was a good idea, right?
Yeah. You don't usually see them for adults.
You don't see them at all for adults.
No.
Yeah. Well, adults don't buy raincoats anymore. That's the problem. That's why you can't find them any place. Every once in a while, they have a rack somewhere in Costco. You know,
they put racks
all over the place. And you have to look at the sign, and it says raincoats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there's a brand called Weatherproof that they sell. Now, you're thinking, well, Weatherproof, that must be a raincoat. It isn't. It's just the brand name. It's not weatherproof at all. None of it's weatherproof.
Sam, do you have a raincoat?
I don't think I do, no. Yeah. I have an umbrella that I rarely
use. That's no good.
Even if it's raining, I still pretty often forget the umbrella.
Yeah.
See? No one thinks about it. And it's one of my biggest complaints ever is that I want to get a Packer raincoat. I had one. Walmart had raincoats like that. They had a lot of Packer stuff at Walmart. And they had this gigantic, beautiful, you know, green and gold raincoat. And it started splitting at the seams. So it's not really wearable at this point anymore. But you can't find it at a website. You can't find it at the Packer Pro Shop. They don't have raincoats. It's like, you guys, don't you know that there are people sitting out in the stands in the open?
Right.
In rainstorms at Lambeau Field. John, what is wrong with these people?
John, what do you want a raincoat for? You don't go outside.
Well, that's true, but that's only because I'm doing preparation for this show.
Okay, you're going to go with that?
I'm sacrificing my entire life. I can't get the raincoat. I can't get a Packer raincoat. This is ridiculous.
Don't they just hand out garbage bags or something for people to put their heads through?
Well, who cares? Man, that's just ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, sell some product. Right. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
But my other complaint is that they don't have these big gigantic parkas anymore. You know, like a full length parka that'll keep you warm. You know, your ass warm and everything else warm. They don't even sell those anymore.
What is the matter with them?
I don't know.
These are merchandising, things they can
extravaganzas.
I've got some ideas
here, but boy, you know, maybe they're listening this morning and they'll. I feel much better now. I have coffee.
Good. Coffee. It's important. The other thing you don't see is, remember in the old days for women, they had those plastic rain hats?
You know,
they would fold up into a little tiny thing that was just like about an inch long.
Yeah, women had time to fold them back up.
Yeah,
but,
and put them in a little cover or something. And then they could just pull them out whenever it started raining. They could protect their hair, their hairstyle, you know, with all the hairspray in it.
Beehive.
Yeah. Had to protect those.
You know, didn't live through any of this. I'm sure he's saying,
I can't picture this. I'm Googling it right now to see what it looks like.
The rain hats, they would fold up into just a nice little, a little pocket protector kind of thing.
Wish we could go back to those. That's the mega thing. I'm sorry. It's not what I want.
Well, let's move on to the National Day calendar. All right. See what it is for today here. What is it or is it not? On February 26th, is it National Letter to an Elder Day? How about National Set a Good Example Day? National Pistachio Day? National Tell a Fairy Tale Day? Or National Be Nice to Your Pet Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John? John?
Well, it's got to be Send a Letter Day. I mean, you know, that's like a little old.
Well, you're wrong. It is National.
Oh, my God, really?
Send a Letter to an Elder Day.
Letter.
Yeah,
okay.
To an elder. Do we qualify as elders? I guess we.
I think we do.
We might.
I think we do.
Yeah, Sam, you have something to say?
Yeah, is there something that you wanted to...
Well, I was preparing for you to ask me what I thought was fake.
But what is fake?
You
definitely are elders. You're pretty... You're getting up there.
Okay, yes. I'm glad I asked. Well, what day is it not?
Yeah, what is it?
What was the last one you mentioned about pets, whatever that is?
Okay, you're right. It's not National Be Nice to Your Pet
Day. That was
a
random guess.
Yeah. Although you should be nice to your pet every day.
Well, we got to remind people of being nice to their pets because a lot of people just aren't.
Well, some people are not, yeah.
Well, they don't really care, you know. You put
leave
a
them outside,
outside
on a chain or
that's
something.
That's awful.
It is.
It's how awful. Do people think?
I don't know. I don't know what's well, maybe wrong we can, with people.
You know, we have the John and Gordy campaign to keep pets indoors.
That's right. By the way, if you'd like to, if you'd like to contribute some ideas, you can always email us. We have a new email address. It's jag@civicmedia.us. Jag, John and Gordy, J-A-G, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And so, you know, check it out. Send us an email.
That's how you can send a letter to your elder.
An email.
That's right.
Well, actually, let's
or an attachment where they can print it out and have the letter in their hands.
Well, every day on February 26th, once a year, National Letter to an Elder Day encourages putting pen to paper and writing to an elder you know. Hmm. The day serves to as a reminder that loved ones enjoy hearing from us and that a simple letter brightens their day. When was the last time you actually got a letter in the mail from somebody like in your family or a friend just sending you a letter, an actually written letter? No, but it doesn't happen anymore.
It doesn't happen at all.
I doubt if people even know how to do it.
Well, I do get kind of a Christmas letter.
Do you?
You know, where people send in the history of their family from the last year.
Yeah, those are pretty ridiculous. But yeah, I get a couple of those a year, too. That's about it.
Yeah.
And that's about all we need for National Letter Day for elders. National Good Example Day. This is something we try to do on John and Gordy's show every day. Set a good example for people.
Yep.
When we observe kindness in others, we often are inspired to offer kindness ourselves. Someone set a good example for us to follow, and we must continue those good examples for others in our lives.
Absolutely.
National Set a Good Example Day on February 26th encourages us to set a good example that inspires us. How can we do this? Well, by demonstrating kindness. Being compassionate, acting with fairness, practicing tolerance, being just. Being just what? Being just. treating others with respect.
There you go.
Those are all the things that we strive for here on John and Gordy each and every morning.
Well, you can treat other people well, you know, just simply by playing this show on in the background someplace, and people are forced into, you know, at least reporting it to Madison Magazine.
That's right. For the Best of Madison Award.
That's right.
You're striving to get nominated for. You can go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and figure that out.
What day is it again? What is that day?
What? National Set a Good Example Day?
Yeah, see, set a good example and fill in the application at Madison Magazine and put our names in.
Yep, go to Radio Team and put in John and Gordy, you know, WMDX.
It's the best way to celebrate.
Any facsimile of that will
work. That's the only way to celebrate. Please do that.
National Tell a Fairy Tale Day.
I'm begging you.
Really? We're begging? Come on. If we don't get nominated, we may not have our jobs.
That's right. We're hanging on by a thread here, folks.
Come on. Help us out, please. Sam's crying in the corner. Sam, get Sam a tissue. Oh, my God. Listen.
See?
Please vote for John and Gordy. Best
he
of math.
He easily breaks down into tears.
I know. He's very emotional. We'll get to the National History Book Day. What's it called? Yeah, open the history book.
Yeah,
sorry.
Whatever.
Spaced out there for a minute. It's 18 minutes past the hour. You're listening to John and Gordy in the morning. The program you can trust to be just kindness each and every morning on WMDX.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Right now at Verlo, you save big on your new mattress during our President's Day sale. At Verlo, we make a better mattress at a better price that's backed with our lifetime comfort guarantee. We make all of our mattresses locally and pass the savings on to you. And for a limited time, all of our adjustable bases are on sale. You don't want to miss our President's Day sale. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Sweet.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm.
But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash's birthday. Would have been anyway. Born 1932. Great, great stuff. You know, his late stuff is fantastic. I keep hearing new songs from, you know, the later albums.
Right. You know, those last in couple movies. Of albums
yeah. he did. Yeah. Usually they're in movies for some reason, but they're really dark.
You're listening to the John and Gordy on WMDX, and, you know, we've got an announcement to make here, John.
We do? Yeah. Oh, what is that?
Listen carefully, because this portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress.
Oh.
Guess what?
Yeah.
They have a new sale going on beginning right now. The mismatch sale. Oh, boy.
Okay.
You can save
President's Day is over.
President's
mismatch
Day, gone.
Sale is there.
Yep. I told you it was going to end this week, the President's
you
sale.
You were right again.
I was right, and now we've moved on to the mismatch sale. The Verlo mismatch sale is back. It's their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now and save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. That's every single one. Wake up, sleep better with Verlo. Their Madison East Side store and West Side store are easy to get to, or just go online to verlo.com and ask about their comfort guarantee.
So you can buy a king size for your twin bed. Is that mismatching the size of the mattress?
No, that's not how it works. Listen, go in and ask for Maddie the mattress. Maddie the mattress will explain it all to you.
Maddie is...
sometimes in attendance.
Is a know-it-all.
You never know when Maddie may show up at the East Side or West Side location.
That's right.
But ask one of their representatives about the mismatch sale and how that all works. You know, sometimes the box spring doesn't... It's a different...
Color and stuff.
Yes.
Style.
Yes, a different style. But it's still a box spring. It's still the same size as a...
It's supposed to be the same size as the frame, right? I'm just trying to get this down.
Why are you doing this?
Let me write this down. All right. Hey, we've got John in Madison. He says, John, I have a secret source for parkas and rain gear. It is, and he says, shh, don't say it too loudly. L.L. Bean, I guess.
Oh.
I haven't been to the L.L. Bean site for a long, long time.
Okay.
So I appreciate that, John.
Thank you, John.
He's in Middleton, he says.
So what's happening in the birthday and history department there, Sam?
Boy, am I glad you asked. Let's open up the book and
dial it up.
Boy, a lot of people are glad we asked.
Do something. Move on.
Move on.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, God.
It's so dusty.
You know this isn't real, right? We're just faking it.
Yes.
That's what you think,
Don't
John.
Break the illusion. Yeah, Sam is having trouble.
All right.
This is worse than smoking cigarettes.
You're breathing in asbestos. We have an asbestos dust problem here.
Okay. I didn't know the building was that old.
Yes.
Anyway, what do we got today? Well, you mentioned it's Johnny Cash's birthday. We got a couple other birthdays on the list. But today in 1815, Napoleon, he escaped exile on the Isle of Elba. Mm-hmm. He started rallying the French and got their army back together, and a couple weeks later made his final stand at Waterloo.
Today he escaped prison.
Okay.
You can play that song, Waterloo.
Yeah.
We'll get it. Don't worry.
Oh, you mean the ABBA? ABBA version. There's an old version.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Who's that by?
I don't know.
Stonewall Jackson, I think, or... I'm not quite sure.
All right, we'll look that up.
We had two national parks that were established on this day, one in 1919 and 1929, the Grand Canyon and Grand Teton National Parks, respectively.
Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I have not.
Oh, my God. You guys got to go.
You know, I haven't been there, but I understand, you know, they had to make these into parks because somebody wanted to build on those sites.
Probably, yeah.
Cliffside.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon, unbelievable. I've been to both. Yeah. Actually, Grand Teton is also gorgeous.
Yeah, I've been to the Tetons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But yeah, the Grand Canyon. Wow. Gotta go.
Yeah.
It's pretty grand.
It's grand. Oh, it's huge.
Do you really stand at the edge of this canyon? Can you do that without a guardrail?
Actually, there are places you can do that, yes. But you don't want to do that. Yeah. And they have a place now you can walk out, you know, over the canyon.
Oh, God.
That would be scary.
Forget it.
Yeah. But
Are both of you afraid of heights?
I'm not a fan.
Glass bridge, you know, you're just standing out there in a glass bridge.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that surprised me about, like, the Rockies and the Tetons and getting to them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through mountains and steep roads on mountains, and the thing
big
is,
curves.
we're so used to guardrails in Wisconsin.
Right,
they don't have guardrails out there.
Not everywhere.
That freaked me out.
Yeah, we're
going down these, you know, the sides of mountains and stuff. There's no guardrails.
Oh my God!
You're really dependent on everybody driving correctly, and that's
scary.
Area.
Scary.
That's
crazy. Anything else in the history book? We have time.
You know the Nike waffle shoes.
Waffle shoes.
No.
Yeah. Are you familiar?
No.
So Nike's first like big product was the waffle shoe, which like had a very distinct tread pattern on the bottom. It looked like a Belgian waffle.
Mm-hmm.
And the story goes that the guy who designed the shoe took his wife's waffle maker in about 1970 and poured poly, like some kind of plastic into it to make this pattern.
Just to see.
To make some shoes, and ruined his wife's waffle maker, but it made the shoes become a thing. But today in 1974, they filed a patent for, or they were granted a patent for that special design, apparently.
Wow. Okay. Fascinating.
I like it.
It's a big day in the sneaker history
books. It's a big day in the sneaker world,
Okay.
And I mentioned we had a bunch of birthdays earlier. Victor Hugo, the French novelist, born in 1802. Levi Strauss, what would we do without our jeans?
I know.
Fats Domino, who we're going to hear playing out. And Johnny Cash, it's also his birthday we mentioned.
Okay. Good list. Very good. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will join us.
Yeah.
He's going to be talking about dealing with all the news, right? News cycle.
Yeah.
The onslaught, the fire hose of news that never stops.
What you should do. Yeah. How you should handle it.
He's going to hold our hand.
Just suggestions, that's all.
Get it through. Mm-hmm. Get us through it, yeah. Okay.
Idiocracy is coming up in just a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stories.
Yes, and it's all happening right here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Gonna be still.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
When you go to a grocery store, there's one product that has everyone scratching their heads on why it's so expensive. That being eggs. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and although they are expensive in your grocery store, restaurants are having an even more difficult time. I was able to talk with Susan Quam, the Executive Vice President of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, on how these egg shortages and prices are impacting their industry.
The supply chain for eggs for the restaurant industry is a little different than that for the grocery stores, just because they're packaged different. So not every egg facility packages for restaurants. So it's a limited number of facilities that can do that. If they're experiencing a specific shortage, or depending on where, you know, some of the bird flu flock situations have occurred, that is definitely making this a regional issue for a lot of operators. Now, obviously, across the supply chain, we've seen a minimum of a 45 to 50% increase in prices just in the last 12 months.
Quam says that having the shortage is causing some restaurants and bakeries to switch to liquid egg substitutes instead of the real thing, just to try to make costs stay lower. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
Just stop and listen to these great details on our next farm tour. Hi, everybody. I'm PM Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th as we head to the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, Victoria, as well as agricultural highlights. We'll start in Calgary and visit their expansive Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour and meet a Mountie. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Once we arrive in Vancouver, we'll enjoy award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery and also take a ferry to Vancouver Island for a stroll through Bouchard Gardens. We'll learn about farming life on the island during fascinating visits to a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Again, July 26th through August 4th, join me for our next tour of the Canadian Rockies.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving this morning. A bit of a mix today as cash corn is up 1.5 at 481 and a quarter, and new crop corn is up a quarter at 470 and a quarter. March soybeans are down 1.5 at 1029 and three quarters, and November soybeans are down 2.25 at 1048 and three quarters. March wheat is up 2.75 at 575 and a half, and July wheat is up 3 at 605 and a quarter. Class 3 milk is mixed as March contracts are down 2 cents at 1868 a hundredweight, and April contracts are up 11 cents at 1851 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south becoming north by midday, 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, a little breezy. Clouds in the morning, some sun in the afternoon, 42 the high. Then on Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project is here, along with State Senator Sarah Kayeski, talking about a right to repair bill. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mm-hmm.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yep, we got so much to get to here. We really do.
We could do the whole show on idiocracy today.
Really, I think, yeah.
Just what's happened in the last 24 hours.
Today would be a special edition. Yeah.
92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy. He's John. I'm Gordy. Producer Sam in the hot box there, pushing the buttons and switches.
Do you know what it means to hot box?
What are you talking
about? You said that yesterday.
Hot box used to be like the pickle game.
Pickle game?
Do you know that?
No.
Okay, you have two bases. Okay, like baseball.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You do a rundown, basically.
Yeah. Sure.
You have a person in the middle.
Guys, that's the hot box?
It used to be the hot box. But hot box, you're in the hot seat there.
So what were you thinking?
Yeah, what's
to me, hot boxing is an action where, like, if you're smoking in an enclosed room, you smoke so much that you fill the room with smoke. That's hot boxing.
Really?
Well, you've got dust.
You've got the dust. You have the smallest booth, producer's booth in the building there. And I assume it's a jail cell. It's pretty hot in there, isn't it, usually? It
gets a little toasty.
Okay. Because you look like you're sweating all the time in there. So I just assumed it was a hot.
Try taking a shower sometime, man. Were we going to open with something, some audio here?
Yes.
Do you have the X?
Cut.
Okay. And this is a suggestion, actually, from a text we have here. I wonder how many Russian oligarchs are going to buy citizenship for Trump's $5 million gold green card.
Yeah, he announced that yesterday, late in the day.
Let's play the announcement.
Okay.
It's going to be very, very good. We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card.
God.
We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges. Plus, it's going to be a route to citizenship, and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people.
No.
We think it's going to be extremely successful. Never been done before, anything like this, but it's something that we're going to be putting out over the next, would you say 2 weeks out? Do you want to say a couple of words?
2 weeks, yeah, boss. 2 weeks, sure.
Sure, yep, whatever you say. Yeah, thanks for putting me on the spot.
Attention all you Russian oligarchs out there. Get your $5 million gold card and get citizenship, and you're in.
Yeah, no one's ever done that before, because it's probably illegal as hell. I hope somebody sues this.
Well,
what is wrong with him? Well, you know, they can afford to be citizens.
Yeah.
That's an unusual requirement.
They're going to come in. They're going to spend a lot of money. They're going to pay a lot of taxes. And we're going to,
That's a great excuse.
I thought he wanted to get rid of taxes, though.
Ah.
Yeah. What is that all about? To get rid of taxes? Then these guys get off. Well, that's not right.
Yeah.
There's so many things wrong with just that announcement alone.
Well, they're just workshopping it. I think it was a trial balloon. See what happens. See what people say about it. If we can get away with this, let's get some money coming in.
This is money laundering. This is legal bribes,
apparently.
Supposedly. I mean, $5 million, you can be a citizen too.
Anybody in the world, apparently.
Oh, they just want to come here now because we have a dictator, right?
Come on in.
Well, I hope it's more successful than the John and Gordy cardboard cards that we had. you cut them off the back of a box of sugar pops.
Right. Send them into us.
We thought that was the fastest.
Seemed like a good idea.
The fastest way to get them out there.
Right. The John and Gordy cardboard card. It's good wherever supplies, I don't know. We can just make up anything.
Well,
right?
It's take off on the records that you used to be able to cut off of sugar boxes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, how did they do that? That was amazing.
It was always sugar puffed. Always had these records on the back.
Yeah, you could cut them off of the box.
Yeah,
and put them on your. Yeah. Put them on your
and
record
it worked
player
for some reason.
Yeah.
Except if the cardboard was a little warped, and then the needle would just hold the record still.
Sound quality was not great. It was pretty bad. It was horrible.
A little rumbly.
Yeah. Not great.
Anyway, that was not a successful marketing ploy by us.
No, it wasn't. Again, you got to go back to the drawing board on that.
We should have taken a little more time on that.
We still have plenty of John and Gordy balls, though, to give away this summer. So
yes, we haven't had too many opportunities to take out our balls.
We'll get there. We got some events coming up already planned for spring and summer.
Okay. Yeah.
We have more on Idiocracy. We're taking your phone calls, by the way, and text.
And text, yes.
608-879-8255. 879-TALK.
Doug out in St. Francis said, should Musk's first rocket to Mars be unmanned, or should Elon be on it?
I think a lot of people would vote for that right now.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he's going to a cabinet meeting, I think, today. Elon is. That's on his list of things to do. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's turning out for these town halls now, and they're really giving the Republicans an earful in their own districts.
The districts that elected
these Republicans, and they're having a tough time out there. They're actually starting to complain to the president and the administration. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to stop this. You've put bullseyes on all of us out there, and there's a reason why. It's not just the fact that Elon is doing what he's doing and Doge is doing what it's doing, but it's also the House doing what it's doing. It spends the money, and they are trying to take as much money out of the till as they can that, you know, our programs that all of us depend on, and they want to take that money and give it in tax cuts. Mm. And that's what we've been talking about that for a long time. All of this money saving is really to just free up enough money to give bigger and better tax cuts to the wealthy who already, I think they already have a lot of money,
but
I'm just guessing. Mm. This is cut 198. We're already at cut 198.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. So anyway, this is Representative Jim McGovern laying it out on the line.
The gentleman from Massachusetts is recognized.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, the gentlelady is talking about what was said in the Rules Committee last night. I want to take a couple of minutes to talk about how people voted in the Rules Committee last night. We gave Republicans a chance last night in the Rules Committee. We said if they really don't believe that this budget cuts funding for school meals, if they really believe what they're saying, then they can vote to assure the American people that they're not going to steal school meals from kids in order to give tax breaks for millionaires. Every Republican voted no, every single one of them. Then Democrats offered an amendment to protect Medicaid. And Medicaid, as you know, Mr. Speaker, covers 41% of all births in the United States, nearly half of children with special health care needs, and 5 in 8 nursing home residents. We asked them not to cut Medicaid in order to fund tax breaks for billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every Republican voted no.
Huh.
Then Democrats offered an amendment to extend tax cuts for people making under $400,000 while ensuring that corporations and billionaires pay their fair share. We asked Republicans to continue tax cuts for only those who need them the most, because those are the tax cuts they let expire while their tax cuts for greedy corporations were made permanent. We asked them to prioritize working families over greedy corporations. Every Republican voted no.
Wow.
Ugh. Then Democrats offered an amendment preventing tax giveaways for people earning over $1 million a year.
What's that about?
Every Republican voted no.
What?
We wanted to see if there was anyone so rich that Republicans don't think they deserve a tax giveaway. So we asked them to vote against tax breaks for people earning over $100 million per year. We asked them to side with factory workers and firefighters over hedge fund managers and billionaire bankers.
Yeah.
Every Republican voted no.
We even offered an amendment
preventing tax cuts for people with a net worth of over, get this, $1
billion. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Every Republican voted no.
Everyone?
They betrayed their constituents.
Yes,
they voted
did.
To steal from the American people in order to protect tax breaks for billionaires. Again, this is about whose side you're on. And Republicans showed us last night with their votes
whose side they're on. And it's not the working people of this country.
That's right.
I reserve my time.
All right. See, I mean, we've been on this for a long time.
Right.
And for some reason, the Democrats are not on the side of working Americans. Come on, folks. It's so obvious. This is so. This has been going on with the Republicans since the beginning of time, since I was born, since I remember doing politics at all. Mm. They've always been taking away from us and giving it to the wealthy and corporate. And I don't understand why this message isn't breaking through. It seems like a simple one, and it's not a factual record at all. I mean, it's more emotional.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is what's really happening on the ground here.
It's the reverse of Robin Hood.
It is.
That's all it is. Just why do billionaires need more tax cuts? They've already had plenty. They've become billionaires.
It's
frustrating.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why we've fallen for this. And I think they were pretty blatant about it during the election.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a big surprise at all.
Sam?
Remember, it's their money. They earned it fairly. They should get to keep it.
And they reinvest it, right? They
invest right.
And they create jobs.
It'll come back to us eventually. Maybe one day I'll be just like them. Maybe one day I'll be a billionaire.
Yeah.
We got a text here from a listener. It says, you two are cracking me up with your cardboard card. In the 1990s, Belize gave citizenship in Belize for $5,000. Maybe a better deal.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Right.
I didn't realize countries could do this. Doesn't seem like a thing. Okay.
Well,
I guess it is. All right. We want to mention this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show on WMDX is brought to you by our friends at David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource for commercial or residential landscaping, celebrating 65 years in business. John, do you need your flower garden retilled? Do you have some trimming to do around your house? You know about this kind of stuff.
Well, I do know a lot about it. Yeah. I've been trying to get a little more color around the house. My wife is set on a few certain colors, and I want something more brilliant and bright.
Well,
and maybe this is a way to introduce her to different colors just by having them come out and take a look.
Yeah. Well, David J. Frank, they take care of installation of seasonal color in beds and containers, whatever it takes to keep your lawn looking great. Sam, do you need some help around your lawn?
No, but I was going to suggest to John, if your wife wants some more color around the house.
I do.
You do. Yeah. Why don't you just buy a can of spray paint and spray paint your plants? Problem solved.
Hey, you know what? That might work. Yeah. Temporarily, until they die.
Okay. You might want to ask the experts at David J. Frank about that concept. They take care of you. They have branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Just go to davidjfrank.com for more information. davidjfrank.com.
You know, I never thought I'd see the day when Trump actually called himself a pretty dumb person in public. Just right out in public. That's
what
right.
Happened?
Trump said that the U.S. will have to put tariffs on Canada because his 2019 NAFTA agreement was signed by an idiot. And why don't we play this? This is cut 196, where he actually admits that this is the first cut is Trump.
Okay.
When he was signing this deal with Canada and Mexico. Let's listen.
Okay.
We gathered together this afternoon for a very historic occasion. The signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. So important.
Tariffs will take effect next week. Trump defended the move, blaming previous administrations for allowing what he describes as unfair trade deals.
We were led by, in some cases, fools, because anybody that would sign documents like they signed, where they were able to take advantage of the American people, like has happened over the last long period of time.
It was signed by a fool. I agree.
For once.
Big thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely.
The one time we do agree with Trump at this point.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:48. Again, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Mike McCabe will be joining us.
Yep.
And talking about what's in the news and how we can avoid going crazy with the news cycle that we're in.
It's almost impossible to imagine, but
yeah,
I think it's true.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, we've got a debate, British debate, about Ukraine, which I think is just fascinating. So let's check that out in just a few moments.
Stay with us here on WMDX Madison.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's a rainy start to this Wednesday. We're 39 degrees, some showers moving through southern Wisconsin. Our high today about 45.
Stay indoors, lightning strikes.
I don't think we have any lightning in the area. Check the radar just to be sure, but
yeah.
Last night, did you see Rachel Maddow?
I missed it last night.
Unbelievable. Elon Musk's Doge team removed key items from their... You remember the wall of receipts?
Yes.
Well, some journalists have been fact-checking their boasts of billions of dollars in savings from cuts to Fed programs and exposed sloppy errors and outright falsehoods. Well, last night, Rachel Maddow reported on the walk back taking place. Let's just take a listen to this.
Lies.
Let's hear it.
Okay. The motion to enforce is granted. Get those funds out the door by midnight tomorrow night. This nonsense is over. Just a humiliation for the Trump administration in court today. Not only not doing what they're legally required to do, but unable to even spit out a complete sentence justifying why they're not complying with the court's order. Just a legal disaster and a humiliation. And that court recessed after the judge gave his order at 1:09 p.m. today. And exactly 10 minutes later at 1:19 p.m., 10 minutes after that legal humiliation today, this New York Times headline posted, Doge quietly deletes the five biggest spending cuts it celebrated last week. So while we're on the theme of the Trump administration being humiliated, I mean, literally within 10 minutes of a federal judge ordering President Trump and his top campaign donor, Elon Musk, to undo the biggest thing they have yet done to the United States government, their shutdown of all foreign aid, 10 minutes after that court order, to fix that by tomorrow or be prepared to be in my courtroom testifying under oath as to why you are breaking this lawful order. 10 minutes of that, within 10 minutes of that, the New York Times posts this story on how the five largest other things they claim to have done to the U.S. government aren't real. And so they've had to take them down off their website and stop claiming that they did them.
Yeah, listen
quote,
to this.
Last week, Elon Musk's government cost-slashing initiative, which he calls the Department of Government Efficiency, posted an online, quote, wall of receipts celebrating how much it had saved by canceling federal contracts. Now, the organization has deleted all of the five biggest, quote, savings on that original list after the New York Times and other media outlets pointed out that those lists were riddled with errors. Quote, the last of the original top five disappeared from the site in the early hours of Tuesday. The website offered no explanation for why it had removed some items.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but these were the original five largest savings on its list.
Here we go.
First, an $8 billion cut at ICE, at Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The actual contract in question was worth not $8 billion, but $8 million. Next, three $655 million cuts at USAID. Quote, this was actually a single cut that was erroneously counted three times. In addition to not being $655 million three times, it's now only listed once, and instead of being listed at $655 million, it's listed at $18 million. So they were off hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
There's more.
But wait, there's one more, $232 million cut at the Social Security Administration, which appears actually, according to reporting from The Intercept, to be a project that is not worth $232 million. Mm-hmm. It is worth $560,000.
Oops. That's a lot less.
That's quite a lot less, yeah. I mean, she goes on and on. But yeah. So they have to be in court today to explain this. They have to come back today.
They can't explain that.
And bring their officials with them. They actually have to bring the people that are claiming these
things. It shouldn't be
a
surprise to anybody.
No.
They have never told the truth about anything. All they do is lie. They exaggerate. They make things up.
It's a big
show.
And
then they sell it that way. Yeah, it's an absolute show.
That's
dog and pony
is.
Show. And they're doing it to satisfy the mega contingent cult out there that my friend in Milwaukee still believes. He believes all of this is happening for a really good cause, and that is to take down the Republic. Why not? You know, I mean, it's better to have one guy in control instead of, you know, all these different agencies
right.
You know, making sure that people are towing the line and following the laws as set by Congress. But no, we have to have just one man in charge, and that's just fine with him.
And if you have that one man in charge, he can come up with great ideas like the $5 million gold card, you know? I mean, that's
absolutely.
You can just do that. You know,
why
you just
not?
Sign some paperwork and it's done.
Exactly. Yeah. Really, make people pay $5 million.
To become citizens.
To become citizens. And that is the new qualification out there. So it'll cut down in the amount of immigration we'll have into this country, I would assume, that point.
Think of all those wannabe oligarchs all over the world that can now become citizens of the United States.
That's right. But, you know, to portray DOGE as doing something good, saving money,
right?
It is such a lie. We're finding out now that he can't really count or do math well, right? There's something wrong.
You know,
he is wrong almost every time this happens.
He needs new calculators. They got to get some calculators in the White House. You know, just go back to the old school.
Yes, a calculator. Throw away the computer there, Elon, and just, you know, go back to the calculator and do your thing.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, our friend Mike McCabe will come in, Substack author and blogger. And he'll be telling us about the news cycle and how he handles it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know,
we got Governor Evers having a comment as well, so we'll get to that.
It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show. A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hear from a farmer in southwestern Missouri. Hour number two, the National Wildlife Federation. What the Trump administration is going to do to conservation effort. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will hold his first full cabinet meeting today, and the White House confirms Elon Musk will be there as experts in his Department of Government Efficiency quit in protest.
More than 21 computer engineers and project managers who worked with Doge resigning in protest. They had worked for the U.S. Digital Service, which Doge replaced. In a letter saying, "We will not use our skills as technologists to jeopardize Americans' sensitive data or dismantle critical public services. We will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize Doge's actions."
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Three senior Ukrainian officials say the U.S. and Ukraine have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit the White House later this week. This is Pope Francis's 13th day in the hospital. The Vatican says he had a quiet night as he recovers from pneumonia. This is ABC News. A close